A few weeks ago, we gathered after morning worship for fellowship. We enjoyed a delicious meal planned by Karen Poor and prepared by the good sisters of our own congregation. Following the carefully themed meal, we retired to the comfy chairs that had been gathered from the church parlor to watch this year's Advent movie, Christmas Lilies of the Field. Now, the overall plot of Christmas Lilies of the Field is Mother Maria's hope to build a kindergarten for the children that Mother Maria and the nuns had taken into their care. The kindergarten, in Mother Maria's native German language, was a garden, a place where children of all ages would be provided with whatever they might need to grow. It is easy to see how it was the children who found themselves in the care of the nuns who were the Christmas lilies of the field. The children grew and thrived there, and so did joy. We have followed the characters of the movie, Homer Smith, Mother Maria, and the others, as our Advent guides. They, in their story, have reframed the familiar themes of Advent, awakening us to hope, peace, joy, and love that continue to shine wherever the Spirit of Christ is welcomed and nurtured. Today, as our own children have stepped into the spotlight, we will reflect on the theme of the third Sunday of Advent, joy, and how it grows even in harsh desert places when we devote ourselves to the nurture and care of the children among us, whatever their age may be. Many kinds of joy could be seen growing and blooming in Mother Maria's kindergarten, the place where children of all ages were cared for, received whatever they needed in order to grow and prosper. First, there was a welcome home Poquita kind of joy. Poquita, or Pokey, as the children called her, was a Pima Indian child who came into the care of the nuns after her mother had died. The leader of the Pima people stepped forward and offered Poquita a home among her own people. Poquita was sent to live with her tribal family, much to the disappointment of the rest of the children in the kindergarten. After just 1 week, Poquita was brought back to the nuns because she was homesick for them and the other children, as if they were her blood brothers and sisters. A joyous party ensues, welcoming Pokey back. That's one kind of joy. A welcome home Poquita kind of joy. A hat-tossing kind of joy also grew there. Homer was a traveling handyman who had become a local legend when he built a chapel for the nuns. Several years later, he was just passing through and dropped off for what he thought would be a brief visit with the nuns. Instead, he found himself drawn in by the needs of the children for a dormitory. When funding for the building material was cut off, Homer doubted if the kindergarten would ever be anything more than an impossible dream. Then, through an unexpected turn of events, the benefactor, who had withdrawn support for the kindergarten, inadvertently not only gave Homer all the materials he needed to build the kindergarten, but even paid him to take the materials off of her hands. Thrilled at seeing the impossible dream become possible, Homer's joy grew and blossomed into a hat-tossing kind of joy as he threw his hat high into the air. A fiesta kind of joy grew in the kindergarten when the work was done. The vision of building the kindergarten brought the whole desert community together, working side by side to make sure the needs of the children were met. Overcoming social barriers of exclusion and prejudice, the community not only worked together, but joined with a bonfire, a mariachi band, and singing in joyous fiesta when the work was done. A Felicia had her baby kind of joy grew in the kindergarten, too. Felicia was the older of the rest of the kids at Mother Maria's kindergarten. She was a pregnant teenager. Embarrassed when others in the community had judged her, she was taken into the care of the nuns who accepted her, encouraged her, and trusted her to help care for the younger children. On Christmas Eve, hidden by Mother Maria, Felicia had her baby. Gathered in the barn around Felicia and her newborn son, Jesus, the children stood in quiet awe and joy, welcoming the kindergarten's newest child. Finally, there was a bell-ringing kind of joy. On Christmas Eve at midnight, bells were heard ringing from the bell tower of the chapel. Mother Maria had always wanted bells to be in the tower, but the tower had stood ever since it had been built without bells. The bells were a gift to the nuns from the Pima Indians. Mother Maria wept with joy as the ringing of the bells that she had heard all of these years in her heart could now be heard by everyone in the community. Watching the movie, I noticed a couple of things about joy. It seems that in every kind of joy that grew in the kindergarten, God had refused to be told what God could do. God seems to, like Homer Smith, be all the more determined to do what people said couldn't be done or shouldn't be done. Whether it is the voices of others saying something is impossible, or our own excuses to keep us away from the manger, like the cast of today's pageant reminded us, God will have none of it. God is waiting to surprise us by doing what everybody thinks God can't do. Joy is waiting, just beyond what we think God can't do. The other thing about joy is that it grows wherever and whenever the children are cared for. When we abandon all of the excuses and overcome all of the challenges to do what we must do to care for the children among us, regardless of their age, Christ will again be born among us, and joy will grow here. Amen.